Yesterday we went back to the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis to discuss what liquids is one allowed to drink after Matzah Safikoma. But what's interesting is that Tosfos made reference to a post chamishi. In the midst of his whole discussion of what you're allowed to drink after the Afikoman, he made reference to a post chamishi. So let's back up. Let's try to see what is the girsa in the Mishnah there, and what is the girsa in some of the Rishonim. The girsa we have in the Mishnah is Mazgulo Koshlishi Mavarcha Mazono, Ruvi Gomer Lavesahala Vomela Bechasashi. The Mishnah makes reference to a Koshlishi and a Kos Ravi. We know Koshlishi is on Brechas HaMazon and Kos Ravi is on Halal and Brechas HaShir. That's the Girsa that we have. That's the Girsa of Rashi and the Rashbam. It's a standard Girsa. According to Rashi and the Rashbam, we never heard of Kos Chamishi. It doesn't exist. Meaning there's no Kos Chamishi that we're going to drink. Koshel Elio. Okay, Shvach HaMoscha, we know what we do, but that's not what we're calling Kos Chamishi. Kos Chamishi means that we're going to have an extra kos beyond the Dalat Kosos. Comes the Rosh. The Rosh makes reference to a girsa in the Rif. Let's look at the Rif first before we look at the Rosh. The Rif, in Chodov HaMed Aleph in the Gatim, Tana Rabbanan, Chamishi, Omer Lav Hala, Gadol Divrei Reb Tarfen, V'yeshamim Hashem Roi Lo Echsev. The Rif makes reference to a post chamishi that Halal HaGadol you're reciting on the Kos Chamishi. On the fifth Kos. We have this Braisa also. The Braisa on Kuf Yuches, Tan Rabbanan, Revi Gomer Lavas Ahala Vomer Halal HaGadol Divrei Reb Tarfen V'yesham Hashem Roi Lo Echsev. We have the Braisa too, but it's on Revi Gomer Lav Sahal, not Chamishi. The Rif has a Girsa Chamishi Gomer Lav Sahal. Chamishi Omer Lav Halal HaGadol. So the Rosh picked up on this. The Rosh in Simon Lam and Gimel quotes the Braisa, and he says, Rashbam Gores Revi Omer Lav Halal HaGadol Kos Chamishi Mandocha Shmei. Says the Rosh, the Rashbam doesn't have the Girsa of Kos Chamishi. Kos Chamishi Mandocha Shmei. Who mentioned it? Mandocha Shmei. Who mentioned Kos Chamishi? It's not in the Mishnah. Vimbaloma Kos Chamishi Rishos. So the Rosh says, according to Rashbam, you want to make Kos Chamishi? Rishos. Can drink after the Dal of Kosos? Yes. The Rashbam holds you can drink anything. You can drink Mayim, you can drink Yayim, you can drink anything according to Rashbam. So it is a Rishos to have Kos Chamishi, but it's not a Chov, it's not part of the Seder. Vimbaloma Kos Chamishi Rishos, Umir Tzayasa Kos Chamishi. I'm sorry, let's see this again. If the Rashbam meant to say that Kos Chamishi is a Rishus, or if the Rif meant to say that, then here it's a Yasa Kos Chamishi. If you want to have a Kos Chamishi, you can do that. Hachi Havalele Meimah, Harot Tzilas with Kos Chamishi, Omer Lov Halal HaGadol. If the Rif meant that it's a Rishus to have Kos Chamishi, then he should have said it. Harot Tzilas with Kos Chamishi, then that's what you do. You say the Halal HaGadol on Kos Chamishi. Say the regular Halal on Kos Ravi, and say the Halal HaGadol on Kos Chamishi. And that's what the Rashbam should have said. Rashbam is not... The Rashbam assumes there is no such thing as Kos Chamishi. There's only a Kos Ravi. Av lefi girsa sasvarim, but according to the girsa of the Rif, says the Rosh, mashma delar tarfen v'yashan on Kos Chamishi, av lechova. Rosh says, according to the girsa of the Rif, it sounds like it's not just a Rishus to drink a Kos Chamishi. If you want... You can drink a Kos Chamishi. No, it's a Chova. It's a Chova. Kos Chamishi, Omer Olav, Halal HaGadol. The Nagu HaOlam Lasos Rishus. Says the Rosh, Nagu HaOlam Lasos Rishus. That they don't, it's not a Chova, but rather they look at it as a Rishus. V'chein Kosav HaRav Rav Yosef Tov Elem. Shem Hutoyev Lishnos Yasa Kos Chamishi. Rav Yosef Tov Elem says that you can have Kos Chamishi if you want. Where's the Rav Yosef Tov Elem? That's the Tosfos that we saw yesterday. Tosfos quotes the Rav Yosef Tov Elem in his Siddur. Harav Rav Yosef Tov Elem Kosa B'Sidro Kima Lishtos Mayim Yikones Imchola Huo Istanis Yiboy Mishti Achamer Mishamonis Loma B'Chamishi Yalo Agodo Yishtanis. he wants to drink chamra, zokter b'yosef tov elim, loma b'chamishi hala gadol yishnai. So then he should have the kos chamishi. Sounds like it's a rishus, it's not a chiyuv, but if you want to do it, so then you can. The Rif would seem to say it's mamash achova, and the Rashbam never heard of kos chamishi b'chlal. Never heard of kos chamishi b'chlal. What does the Rambam hold? So the Rambam has a very interesting sheet. Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, "V'ahagach nodol yodav v'mevarei brichas hamazon al kol shlishi v'shosei." Rambam says shlishi is on brichas hamazon. "V'ahagach mozer kol shvi v'gamala v'sahal v'gamala brichas hashir v'hi yahalalucha Hashem kol maasechem v'vorei b'rpein v'ofen." Says the Rambam, and there's Kol Shavi. There's Kol Shlishi on Berchas HaMazon, Kol Shavi on Halel. Ve'eino toim achar kach klum kol alayla chutz min amayim. And that's it. You can't drink anything except for water. So would you get the impression that the Rambam holds there's something after the Kol Shavi? The Rambam was pretty adamant that you're not drinking anything after the Kol Shavi. Then comes the Rambam and says, V'yesh lo limzo kos chamishi v'lomar lav halel hagadol. Nehod Lashem Kitov, etc. That's what I'm doing. He just told you, drink the kosher vi, and ain't no time after of klum. You can't taste anything. You can't eat anything. You can't drink anything except for water. He's matter water. Sounds like kosher vi is the end. And yet, then the Rambam says, V'yesh lo limzog kos chamishi, v'lomer lov halal hagodol. He seems to pass on like the rift that there is a kos chamishi, but yet from his lashon, it seems very strange. He says, you're really only having a kos revi and not drinking anything afterwards, but yesh lo limzo kos chamishi. What does that mean? So at first glance, you think that the Rambam is saying what? Is kos chamishi a chova? Does it not exist? Obviously it exists. You can't say like the Rashbam that it doesn't exist. Is it a chova? The impression you get from the Rambam is that maybe it's a rishus. That's his whole point. Really, revi is the end of the seder. The kos revi is the last kos. But in Yirtze, if you want to say the Halal HaGadol on the kos chamishi, you can't be Yesh Lo Limzog. You can't. He doesn't say Umozeg. Right? Like he said by Kos Shlishi Kosovim. V'agach not the other verb as a Muslim on the kos, etc. V'agach Mozeg Kos Revi, V'gom Olav Esahal. Doesn't say this. It's V'yesh Lo Limzog Kos Chamishi. You can be Mozeg fifth kos if you want. Sounds like from the Rambam that it's a Rishus. Doesn't it sound like that? What's the problem? The Rambam goes further. He has another statement. The Rambam continues, V'kose eino chova kamo arboa kosos. This kos is not a chova like the dalet kosos. So you'd say, well, that's perfect. That fits in beautifully. We just said, according to the Rambam, kos chamishi is only a rishus. Yeah, but if it's only a rishus, so then why does he formulate this halacha of kos chamishi as it's not a chova like dalet kosos? Why does he even have to say that? It's obvious it's not dalakosis. It's completely voluntary. It's a complete rishus. What's the Rambam saying? The impression you get from the Rambam is that it is a chova, but it's not a chova like dalakosis. He's straddling the fence, right? He's walking the tightrope here, that there is some kind of a chova here with kos chamishi. It's not quite a rishus, but it's not like dalakosis. What chova is that? What is the Rambam saying? What is the sheet of the Rambam? It seems from putting together the different lines of the Rambam that you can't just say kos chamishi is a rishus ba'ala because it doesn't really flow from the last line of the Rambam. He says it's not a chova like dalet kosos, but it sounds like it is some kind of a chova. Yesh lo limzog is not just imrotze. He didn't say imrotze yase, like the Rush says someone should say if it's a rishus. He says yesh lo limzog. Yesh lo sounds like it's like a shtickle, a chova. But he uses a different lashon because it's not a chova like the dalakosis. What kind of a middle ground is that the Rambam is treading on? That this kos chamishi is some kind of a chova. He's like the Rif, but not quite like the Rif. He's in his camp, but only halfway. He says that kos chamishi is a chova, but it's not a chova like the dalakosis. This is question number one. Question number two that a number of the Rishonim ask is that if you hold that kos chamishi, if you hold like the Rif, so then it comes out strange. Rabbi Tarfon, who introduces this kos chamishi, is against the Mishnah. Which Mishnah is he against? Opening day, Rafi. V'lo yifchasu lo midalir koso shel yayin v'afilu min atamchei. Even someone who gets from the tamchei, such an impoverished ani, the gabbai tzedakah have to make sure that he has enough for dalit kosos. For how many? How many? Dalit kosos, the Mishnah says. Rabbi Tarfon says kos chamishi. Now, it took us a few months to realize that maybe there are more than dalit kosos. Maybe there are five kosos. But Rabbi Tarfon seems to be against the Tana of the Mishnah. The Tana of the Mishnah only mentions four. Rabbi Tarfon mentions five, according to the Rif. He's doch against the Tana of the Mishnah. Now, that's not really such a problem if we pass them like the Tana of the Mishnah. So, okay, maybe there's a machlokas tanaim. Problem is the Rif paskins like Rabbi Tarfon. That's the problem. That's the Baal HaMor's kasha. Kosov a Rif min hagad alma ki Rav Yehuda b'tarvayu b'rechaz hashir v'hal agadol. Vanano chazin an hay min hoga b'hal agadol. De aliba de Rav Tarfon hu. The Islay Kos Chamishi, the Kaimalan Katana Didan, the Leslay Eladalit Kosos. The Baal HaMor says that Atana, he's referring to the Tana of the Mishnah and Tzadi Tesem and Beis, Atana holds that they're only Dalit Kosos. Rabbi Tarfon is against Atana, so how can the Rif Paskin like Shitas Rabbi Tarfon? So the Ravid in his Asogos on the Baal HaMor is nonplussed. The Ravid says, what's the Kasha? What's the Baal HaMor troubled with? Do they really argue? Do we have to say Rav Tarfon and the Tanakhama and the Tana of the Mishnah really argue? Zelo yodal ma hukfu bevada yesh smach lemina gazem midivrei Rav Tarfon shamar chamisho omar olav hal agodo demitzu lasos kedvar. V'adalit kosos samchem v'agodah k'neged dalit geulos v'otzesi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lokachti v'ha'hei kvar samchu v'agodah k'neged v'heveisi. There's a fifth lashon of geula. The kos chamishi is k'neged v'heveisi. Ay, the Tanakama, Zokta Raiva, Tanakama nami, lo yifchasu lo midalit kosos ka'ama, aval hosif aleim chamishi harezem meshuba. The Tanakama, the Tana of the Mishnah and Tzadi Tes, never said that you can't do kos chamishi. Also, kos chamishi, erezem mishubach. Of course, it's a rishus, and erezem mishubach. It's a good thing to do kos chamishi, but it's not a chova. Rabbi Tarfon and the Tana of the Mishnah are not arguing. Rabbi Tarfon is saying it's a rishus. It's a rishus. You can do kos chamishi. The Tana on Tzadi Tesan Beis is saying, he's saying that it's a chiyuv. He's saying what's a chiyuv? So what's a chiyuv? That's dalit kosos. He didn't talk about the fifth kos. Fifth kos is just a rishus. The gabbai tzedakah don't have to give an ani for the fifth kos, it's just the rishus. So that rishus, you don't have to collect from other people. So it's no steer at all, says the rival. What's the Baal HaMor's kasha? The rif is fine. And the Ran also says that it's hard to claim Rabbi Tarfon argues with the Tana of the Mishnah. Because if that's the case, then even if we paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, or even if we paskin like the Tana of the Mishnah, the Gemara should have mentioned that there's a machlokas. A machlokas tanoim. Gemara should have mentioned some kind of machlokas tanoim. The Ran on Chavava Mebeis, Kosov Araz Alevi, Rabbi Nizrachi Alevi, the Rav Tarfon amas nisin poli, v'tan v'lo yivchasu lo midalit kosos shel yayin. Rav Tarfon svir lei d'chamishin inu. V'lofiza lo kaimalon ki Rav Tarfon. V'lo nehira, says the Ran, the b'raisa pliga amas nisin havle l'misti b'gemara. Moni mas nisin lo Rav Tarfon, v'lo yesh omrim, d'ochi urcha de Talmuda. Gemara should have said, mas nisin v'lo ki Rav Tarfon. Our Mishnah that says that you have to give the oni dalit kosos shel yayin is against Rabbi Tarfon because he holds that there are five. Elavada, he says the Ran at the end of his the Dibur Maskil, Elavada kedivrei hagaonim zal ikar the dalit kosos chova v'chamishi rishus. Vaday chamishi is rishus. So Rabbi Tarfon is not against the Tana of the Mishnah. Tana of the Mishnah is talking about chiyuvim. It's talking about what you have to give to the oni dalit kosos. That there's no need to collect from Stoker for the Oni for something that's not a Chova. So that's why he only mentions Dalit Kosos. He doesn't mention the fifth coast because the fifth coast is just the Rishus. What's the problem? Problem is that according to the way the Rosh understood the Rivs Girsa, that the Rivs Girsa is not that kos chamishi is a rishus, but rather it's a chova. So then the kasha of the Baal Amar comes back. And that's lechor what the Baal Amar is asking. That from the Riv it's not mashma that it's a rishus. The Rivet and the Ran are sitting pretty, they say that it's just a rishus. There's no steer between the Tanan. But the Rosh didn't understand the Riv like that. The Riv just says a girsa, chamishi gomer lovis ahala. Stam doesn't say that it's a rishus, sounds like it's a chova. If chamishi is a chova, then doch it's a pella. Rabbi Tarfon is against the Tana of the Mishnah. Why did the Gemara say, Masnis and Loker of Tarfon? And how can the Rif paskin that there is a kos chamishi? He should paskin like the Tana of the Mishnah. It's doch a pella. So the first kasha we have is the Rambam Shita. What does the Rambam hold? Is it a chova? Is it not a chova? He's straddling both sides of the fence, somewhere in the middle. It's not a chova like the Dalek Kosos, but yet, it's not quite a rishus according to the Rambam either. That's kasha number one. And kasha number two, Rabbi Tarfon seems to be against the Tana of the Mishnah. He says five, the Tana of the Mishnah says four. It seems to be a machlokas. Why doesn't the Gemara not mention anything about this? If you'd say Rabbi Tarfon is just introducing a fifth kos as a rishus, so Mela, he's not against the Tana of the Mishnah. But the Rif doesn't seem to say Rabbi Tarfon holds the Chamishi as a Rishus. Seems to hold that it's a Chiyuv, exactly the way the Rosh understands the Rif. So according to the Rif, it's Dacha Pela, there's a Machlokes Tanaim, and the Gemara never made reference to this Machlokes Tanaim. One final question before we try to give Pshat here. The Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Let's go to another Rambam. We've seen this Rambam umpteen times this year. But we didn't realize the depth of this Rambam. There's so much in this Rambam. But now we see another Nakuda in the Rambam. The Rambam introduces the mitzvah of Heseba in Hilchas Chareitz Matzah Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyosif. And he talks about Isha Chashuva, Ben Eitzel Aviv, Talmud Eitzel Rabba, all the rules of Heseba, Heseba Siminein Heseba. And then the Rambam concludes by saying, Ve'ema Se Tzrichin Heseba, when is there this Chiyuv? Okay, you got to recline at some point in time. But when's there the Chiyuv to do that? So says the Rambam, B'sha'as Achilas Kazayas Matzu B'shtiyas Arboa Kosos Ha'ilu. U'shar Achilas U'shtiyasim Heseb Erezim Heshuva V'imlav V'imutzah. Says the Rambam, there are two levels. The Chiyuv Heseba is for Dalek Kosos and for Achilas Kazayas Matz. But in Heseb, B'shar Achilas U'shtiyoso, HaRezim Meshubov. There's a Din L'chadchila to be Meseb for the entire Suda. We discussed, the Biskei Rav has a great length. The Rambam is saying, L'chadchila, really, there's a Din Kloli of Heseba to be Meseb for all of the Achila of the Seder night. But the Chiyuv is actually only for the Achilas Matzah and the Shtiyas Dalek Kosos. We said maybe there are Tzvei Dinim. It's a Din Kloli, but there's also this extra element. It might be a Din in the Achilas Matzah, a Din in the Shtiyas Dalek Kosos. There are two parts to it. Right, so that's why the Rambam mentions both, that you have a Chiyuv, Sorech Lahosev, you have a Chiyuv to be Mesev for the Achilas Kazayas Matzah and the Shtiyas Dalek Kosos Yayin, but in Mesev, Arezim Meshubach, if you Mesev for the entire meal, I raise a mishubah. What's the glaring omission from the Rambam? What does he leave out here? You guessed it. Kos Chamishi. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about Kos Chamishi. The Rambam treats Kos Chamishi like potatoes. You know, imhesiv for the potatoes and for the carrots and for everything else that you're eating, the chicken that you're eating at the meal. I raise a mishubah, says the Rambam. And Kos Chamishi is no different than the Sprite or the Coke or the water or the wine that you're drinking in the middle of the meal. Harez Meshubach. Kos Chamishi doesn't seem to be any better than that. We didn't realize that there was a Kos Chamishi. We thought, of course, the Rambam is talking about the Chiyuvim of the Seder night. He's saying, Sarech Lahosev, the Chiyuv HaSeba is for Achilas Matzah, Chizkanai's Matzah, and Dalek Kosos, because those are the Achilos and the Shtios of Chova of the Seder night. But now that we know that there's this concept of Kos Chamishi, like the Rif and the Rambam quotes as well, so why does the Rambam leave out Haseba for Kos Chamishi? What are you going to say, because the Rambam holds it's just an Achilas Rishus? So, Im Haseb, Areza Meshubah, Taka Kos Chamishi is really part of all the other Achilos and Shtios of the night. Yeah, but the problem is the Rambam himself says that Kos Chamishi is Eina Chova Ke Arba Kosos Eilu. It's not quite a chiyuv like the Dalet Kosos, but it sounds like it is a shtickel a chiyuv. So what appears from the Rambam is that even though the Kos Chamishi is a chiyuv, but there's no chiyuv a sefer for Kos Chamishi. That is one of the differences. That's one of the differences between the Dalet Kosos and the Kos Chamishi. The Dalet Kosos there is actually a chiyuv a sefer. It's not just a reza meshubov. For the Kos Chamishi, it would be a reza meshubov, just like any other part of the meal. Why is that? What's Haseba is the point of distinction between Dalet Kosos and Kos Chamishi. And that's in fact what the Sefer Rokeach writes. Right? The Sefer Rokeach in Packet 30. The Sefer Rokeach writes Beferish that there is no Haseba by Kos Chamishi. This is the last page. Sefer Rokeach writes, you have the Kos Revi, the Shosin Beseba Mavar Bracha Chrona, V'yesh Omrim La'acha Shagomer Sahalel, Yehalalucha Ad Batishbachos, Mavar Bar Piagofen, V'shosin. Umozgin Kos Chamishi Va'omer Hal Agadol Hodu Nishmas Upiyutim Acherim Ozrov Nisim Va'omets Gvurosecha. He puts in part of Nirtza in here too. Priagofen Vishosin Kos Chamishi Velo Haseim. Rokeach writes Beferish that you drink Kos Chamishi without a saber. Beferish. Now it's not such a pella that the Rokeach says that you drink Kos Chamishi without a saber. Why? Because he happens to hold that Kos Chamishi is not a chova at all. He says in Simen Reish Pei Dalet, the next piece, in chova it's Kos Chamishi, Omer Lav Hala, Gadol Chamishi, Rishusim. Kos Chamishi, the Sefer Rokeach writes Beferish that it's only a Rishus. So the fact that you don't need a Sefer, I can hear. It's only a Rishus. But from his Lashon, it sounds like Bedafka, the Kos Chamishi, is drunk without a Sefer. There's some kind of a distinction between the Dalet Kosos and the Kos Chamishi. And certainly within the Rambam doesn't seem to learn that Kos Chamishi is just a Rishus. The Rambam says that it's not a chova, kedalet kosos, but it sounds like there is some kind of a chova. So why is there no chiyuv haseba for Kos Chamishi? So there are three questions that we have. First of all, how to understand the Rambam in general. What's this Kos Chamishi? It seems to be a chiyuv, not completely a rishus, a chiyuv, but not quite a chiyuv like the dalet kosos. What's the Rambam saying? He doesn't fit into either stream of thought exactly. Secondly, Rabbi Tarfon seems to be arguing with the Tana of the Mishnah. If you learn Rabbi Tarfon holds a Kos Chamishi is a Kos Chova, and the Rif Paskins like him, so then the Gemara should have said, first of all, there's a Machlokas Tanaim, and secondly, how can we Paskin like a Shitas Yochid against the Tana of the Mishnah? And thirdly, how do we understand this idea in the Rambam that Kos Chamishi, even if it is a Miktas Chova, it doesn't get Hesedim? What's the idea? So they say B'Shem Rav Binyamin Paler, who's one of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav, he wanted to suggest that maybe even if Kos Chamishi is a chova, it's not like Dalet Kosos. Exactly what the Rambam says. It's mamish meduyik in the Rambam. It's a brisker vort. We mentioned that Great Lent, we developed the Great Lent, the idea of the brisker rav, that Dalet Kosos can be understood in one of two ways. Right, we come full circle over here, from the one of the first shiurim to now. The Brisker Rav wanted to say that you could look at Dalet Kosos as just a Kosos Shel Bracha, like Kiddush. It's a Kosos Shel Bracha. Chazal were misaking four Kosos Shel Bracha in different parts of the Seder. And that's at first glance what the Gemara Daf Kuf Yudzayin is saying. Dalet Kosi Takinu Rabbanu Derecheres. Chazal were misaking Dalet Kosos Kol Chad V'Chad Navid Bei Mitzvah. We put them all on different parts of the Seder. So you could say that it's just Kol Shel Bracha. It's a Kol Shel Bracha. Because we want to emphasize the Derech Eres, so even though normally we only say Kiddush, we only have one Kol Shel Bracha on a typical Friday night or on a typical Yom Tov night. But on the Seder night, Chazal and Masakim, we should have four Kol Shel Bracha, and they instituted the Kol Shel Bracha on different parts of the Seder. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at Dalet Kosos is that it's a Chovas Shnias, Dalet Kosos, Derech Eres. The Dalit Kosi Tapina Rabban and Derech Cheres means that Derech Cheres, we want to show, we want to be Mepharis in the Cheres of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so Chazal and Masakin, that we should drink four kosos. Drink four kosos on the Seder night. Once they were Mesake in the Shtiyas Dalakosos, so then they also said, Takona Nosefes, they linked these Dalakosos to different parts of the Seder. But the Iker is a Shtiyah, the Shtiyah Derech Cheres. And we pointed out at great length, we're not gonna go through all of the different Afkamina, but suffice it to say, the Rambam's Girsa, the Gemara Daf Kuf Chesam and Beis, the Rambam says that if you drink Yayin Chai for Dalakosos, you drink Yayin Shenamosa, then you're Yotze Yidei Cheres. But you're not Yotze, you're Yotze Yidei Dalet Kosos, but you're not Yotze Yidei Cheres. Conversely, if you drink Dalet Kosos Bevas Achas, meaning one kos, one after the other, you're Yotze Yidei Cheres, but you're not Yotze Yidei Dalet Kosos. What does that mean? So the Brisker Rebbe explained this exact point. That if you drink Yayin Chai on the parts of the Seder, you drink Yayin, that's not Mozik properly. It's not really a good wine. It's not diluted properly. So you'll still be Yotzei the din of Koshel Bracha. Some parts of the Seder, it is Yayin. So it's not good wine. It's not the best wine. It's not a wine of Derech Cheres. But the din of Koshel Bracha, you'll still be Yotzei. But Yidei Cheres, the idea of Shasiya Derech Cheres, the second aspect of the mitzvah, is up to Brisker Rebbe, according to the Rambam, you're not going to be Yotzei if you use Yayin Shein HaMozek, because that's not Derech Cheres. That's not how free men drink. Conversely, if you drink the Dalet Kosos Bevasachas, if you drink them one after the other, so then you can't be Yotzei the Din of Koshel Bracha because it's not Ala Seder. But the Din of Shasiya Derech Cheres, that you can't be Yotzei. This is what the Brisker Rav wanted to develop, that the Rambam really holds that there are Tzvei Dinim. And sometimes you can be Yotzei one, and sometimes you can be Yotzei the other. And of course, if you do it in the proper way, then you'll be Yotzei both. Zokter of Binyamin Paler, maybe the Rambam holds that the din of Shasiya Derech Cheres was only said by Dalet Kosos. Dalet Kosi Tokinu Rabbanan Derech Cheres, says the Gemara. Not Kos Chamishi. Dalet Kosi Tokinu Derech Cheres. The din of Shasiya Derech Cheres, that was instituted only on Dalet Kosos. But Kos Chamishi is not just a Rishos point for the Rambam, it's a Chova. But it has only one element to it. It only has the Kos Shel Bracha element to it. Chazal instituted that there's an extra kos shel bracha, that we should show a chashivas for the halal hagadol by having an extra kos shel bracha. The ikar of this kos is not just yedere cheres. Now, you'll still be drinking from the kos, mistam. Right? There is a din of hamavarat tzarech shayitam, that whenever you have a kos shel bracha, you're supposed to drink from that kos. Now, even though the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Shasiyas Kos Chamishi, it doesn't say you make a bar piagofen and you drink the kos, and some of the Talmidim and Seder pointed this out, that it's halodoverhu, it's interesting. What you have to say is the Rambam just didn't focus on that because he didn't want to confuse you. You know, if he would say that you drink the kosa, you would think, oh, it's the same as the four kosos. It would seem confusing if the Rambam says, it's a chol, but it's not like the dalet kosos. You say, but what's the difference? You're saying everything the same. So the Rambam leaves out the bar piagofen, he leaves out the Shasiya, so that you realize that the Shasiya, Kos Chamishi, is only Mevarech Tzarech Shayita, that you're supposed to drink from the Kosher Bracha, the Shor Chashivas to the Kosher Bracha. But Kos Chamishi is not a Chovas Shtiyah Derech Cheres. It's not about Shasiya Derech Cheres. It's just the din of Kosher Bracha. So that's exactly what the Rambam means when he says that it's not a Chova Kedalet Kosos. It's a chova, but it's not like Dalet Kosos because it's missing the element of chovas shesia derech cheres. It only has the din of kosher bracha. That's exactly what that's mamish meduyuk in his lashon. That he's saying that the kos chamishi does exist. It is a kos shel chova, but it's not a chova like Dalet Kosos. It's a separate chova. It's a limited chiyuv. It's only a chiyuv of Dalet Kosos shel bracha. It's not a chiyuv of shesia derech cheres. And based on this, there's no kasha. There's no kasha where the Rambam left out his seba by Kos Chamishi, because he holds that the chiyuv seba was only said on the Dalet Kosos. Why? Why do you think the chiyuv seba was only said on the Dalet Kosos? Why? A new hand. Why? Why? Tauch. Exactly. The seba is part of cheres. So only if the dalet, only those kosos that have a, that are part of the din of shasiyah derech eres have a din haseba, because haseba is part of cherus. The kos chamishi is only a din of kosher bracha, not shasiyah derech eres. So there is no din haseba. It's mamish blat v'chalak. It's beautiful. It's so super smooth. And the other kasha on the riff is also answered. If the tarfon argues with the Tanakhama, he's not arguing with the Tanakhama. Maybe the Tanakhama, the Mishnah on Saritas also holds Rabbi Tarfon is right. He also holds a kos chamishi. But the Tan of the Mishnah is saying, what kosos do the Gaboit Stoker have to give to the Ani? They only have to give Dalit kosos. Because what's this idea that everyone needs the Dalit kosos? What's it based on? It's Presumei Nisa. Persumei Nisa of the Cheres. So only Dalit Kosos are part of that Persumei Nisa of the Cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So only those Kosos that are part of the Chiyav of Shasiyah Derech Cheres, that's the obligation of the Gabbai Tzedakah to give to the Ani, to be Mekabba, even someone who's Mekabba Menatamchoy, you know, he still needs these Kosos because he needs the Persumei Nisa. Persumei Nisa is about drinking the Kosos. Beseba. Those kosos, the Gabbai Tzedakah has to give even to someone who's makabel min hatamcha. The kos chamishi is a kos shel bracha. It's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv, but it's only a kos shel bracha. We don't find a din that the Gabbai Tzedakah have to give the ani who's makabel min hatamcha money for kiddush on Shabbos night. We don't find such an idea. We find it by Ner Chanukah, by Dalet Kos, Persumei Nisa. So if the kos chamishi is just on the halal, so then we understand that the Gabbai Tzedakah don't have to give. It's not a machlokas tanaim bechlal according to this yisod. Rabbi Tarfon is telling us nacha halacha, an extra halacha, that aside from shasiyah derech eres of dalet kosos, there's an extra din of kosher bracha and the kos chamishi. And that's not a chiv on the Gabbai Tzedakah to give to the army. So according to this vayit, mamish, everything fits in very, very beautifully. What is this idea of kos chamishi? So I was just thinking of adding that kos chamishi, what are you saying on the kos chamishi? The Halel Hagadol. What does Halel Hagadol focus on? Nosein lechem lechol basar, ki li olam chasda. It talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zonis kol olam letuva. That he supports everyone. It's not talking about nisim gluyim. It makes reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that's not the focus of the halal. The focus of that halal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zanis ha'olam, that he supports everyone, that there are nisim nistarim too. To give a chashivus to that halal, the Rambam and the Riff feel, Rabbi Tarfon felt that, Chazal felt, it's not Rabbi Tarfon, but Chazal felt that they wanted to separate Kos Revi and Kos Chamishi. They didn't want to swallow up the halal HaGadol in the halal HaMitzri. But they wanted to make special reference to this Nes, Nista, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports everyone on a daily basis. So they instituted a special Kos Chamishi to give Chashivas for the Halal HaGadol. But because it's not a Halal on Tzibi Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's why there's no Chovas Shasiyah Derech Cheres, because it's not about the Cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That Halal is about something totally different. It's about the Nes Nista that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on Kol HaOlam Kula Betuva. So it requires a chashivas, that's why they instituted a kosher bracha, a kos chamishi, but it's not a shasiyah derech eres, so therefore it's different than the dalet kosos. It has different halachas. There's a din shasiyah because of a mevar tzar she'itam, but it's not a chova shasiyah derech eres, so that's why its halachas are going to be different. And this could explain the idea of kos chamishi according to the Rif, according to the Rambam, but we don't paskin this way. We don't have a kos chamishi. We don't have a kos chamishi. We only have four kosos, and we discussed, there's a machlokas in the achronim, what you're allowed to drink after dalet kosos. It could be that you're not allowed to drink wine before. So we don't have a kos chamishi. We follow the other opinions. But this is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, that there is a kos chamishi. Good questions. Yes, the Tana. I think so, because even if there's no chiyuv, and you would say, well, if it's not a shasiyah derecheres, what are you doing haseba for? Your potatoes are not a shasiyah derecheres either. But the point is, all the achil and shasiyah that you're doing on the seder night, you can demonstrate haseba by being meisiv for that achil and shasiyah. So in the stomach, the rabbi would say it's no worse. Kos chamishi is no worse than any other achil and shasiyah that you're doing. But since there's no chiyuv, it's not a chiyuv shasi a derech eres. The rabbi would say that there's no chiyuv asebu. It's not part of dalakosos. Part of dalakosos and matzah too. Matzah is related to the cheres. We said it's zechel avdus. It's zechel cheres, but it's a zechel cheres. It has an element of cheres in the matzah too, and that's why you have to do a seba for the matzah. Okay, this concludes the sugya of kos chamishi. So for the past week, we've been talking about afikoman. There's one final discussion that we have to have about the afikoman. And that is the zman for the afikoman, which is going to relate, this question is going to relate back to the other shiur. Until when do you have to eat the afikoman? So this relates to the sugya that we keep on coming back to. But now we're finally up to it. Sugya on Kuf Chaf on the base. We'll get back to Kuf Chaf on the Aleph yet. We have to talk about Kuf Chaf on the Aleph too. But let's jump for a moment to finish afikoman first. The Mishnah on Kuf Chaf on the base says, "A Pesach ha-chatzos metame es hayadayim." The Korban Pesach after chatzos is metame es hayadayim. It's a din d'rabbanan. Chazal were afraid that you'll leave the Korban Pesach until after chatzos, it'll become nosar. So they made a gezeira that you metame es hayadayim, the yadayim become shnius if you leave the Korban Pesach and you touch it after chatzos. So zok the Gemara alma mechatzos havelay nosar matana. Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya v'achlu es habasa b'layl azeh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer nemer kam b'layl azeh, v'nem l'halan v'avarti b'eretz v'sem b'layl azeh, v'alahalan achatzos avkan achatzos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that the Pesach is eaten until chatzos. B'layl azeh, b'layl azeh. You make a gzer shava from v'achlu es habasa b'layl azeh to makas b'choros. So he says that the Korban Pesach is only eaten until chatzos. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Dalo Parnema Chipazon, Bechipazon, Achas Chipazon, Bekal Yisrael ate the Korban Pesach, Achas Chipazon, he says, Shas Chipazon is at the time of Alos HaShachar. So how can Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how can you say that Korban Pesach is only eaten until Chatzos, but didn't they eat it at Achas Chipazon? So the Gemara continues what the Chachamim are going to do with Balai Lazeh. What does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah do with Shas Chipazon? So the Rashbam explains that he learns that Bechipazon doesn't mean Chipazon the Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael felt forced out of Mitzrayim, lo hisbik b'tzekim shel avosein al hachmetz, they didn't have time for the matzah to rise. No, it's Chipazon the Mitzrayim, and Paro ran after Moshe and Aaron to kick them out, get them out of here. When was Chipazon the Mitzrayim? By Chatzos, by Makas Bechoros. That's the Shaila. Which Chipazon are we talking about? Are we talking about Chipazon the Yisrael, or are we talking about Chipazon the Mitzrayim? So that's the Machlokes of Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, where the Korban Pesach is Nechal at Chatzos, or until Alos HaShachar. So comes Rav Yosef and says that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Korban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos, and that's why it's Metames Yadayim after Chatzos. So Zok the Gemara, Amar Rava, Ochel Matzah Bizman Azeh, Achar Chatzos, L'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lo Yotzi Dechavos. So comes Rav and says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will hold that Bizman Azeh, if you eat matzah after Chatzos, you're not going to be Yotze. You're not going to be Yotze. Not just the Korban Pesach, but the matzah as well. So Zok the Gemara, Frek the Gemara, Pshita, Keben the Iskish L'Pesach, K'Pesach Dami, Matzah is iskish lepesach, matzah sumorim yochlu. Matzah is iskish lekarben pesach. So of course, if the karben pesach is nechal only ad chatzos, so the matzah is also nechal only ad chatzos. So ma'u the tema ha'afke krome keisha, kamash v'lo d'chi ahadre kro lemilsa kamaisa ahadre. What does that mean? So Rashbam says that there is another pasuk. That's the pasuk that's quoted on Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. The pasuk says, Sheishes yomim tochal matzos ubayom ashvi, etc. So Chazal darshan mashvi rishus av sheishes yomim rishus. Matzah is not a chi of all 7 days of Pesach. So shvi is rishus. So av sheishes yomim rishus. It sounds like the whole Pesach. It's only a rishus to eat matzah. Shvi and shisha before, but shisha includes the first night. So Laila Harisha Nami B'mashma, says the Rashbam. So it sounds like the Torah is saying matzah is not a chiyuv. Oh, but there's another pasuk, Ba'erev Tochel Matzos. So the Ba'erev Tochel Matzos brings back matzah into a chiyuv. Even if you're not eating the matzah with the carbon pestle, there is a chiyuv to eat matzah bizman hazeh. That's how we paskin, like Rava, the matzah bizman hazeh, the raisa, Ba'erev Tochel Matzos. So comes the Gemara and says, that's Rava's big chiddush. For the Lozab and Azariah hold the pesach is nechala only until chatzos, but even matzah is iskish to the carbon pestle. Matzah bizman hazeh! Matzah bizman hazeh, that's learned out of Ba'erev Tochel Matzos, even though the Torah was afke mehekesha, the hekesh of Pesach to matzah, you would think, doesn't apply because the pasuk that the term that was koveya, that matzah is rishus for shisha yamim, aside from shvi. So you'd think, okay, now that the pasuk comes around and says, Ba'erev Tochel Matzos, it's rishus for everything except for the first night. So you'd say, okay, matzah has its own life. It has its own identity. It's not connected to the Karban Pesach. It comes Rav and says, no, ahadri l'krak ha'maisa. It brings it back to the original pasuk that even bizman hazeh, matzah daraisa is going to be iskish l'karban pesach. So if you hold that pesach has to be eaten before chatzos, then matzah bizman hazeh is going to have to be eaten before chatzos as well. So how do we pass it? So comes the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tofai and Zayin and paskins that you should try to eat the afikom before chatzos. Chatchila, the Beloza ben Azariah Shita, is that you have to eat it to Chatzot, so Chatchila you should be makhav in Shita. Shulchan Aruch in Tofai and Zayin Tzif Aleph. La'achar gemar kol asuda ochlo mimatzah ashmur tachas ha'mapa, kezayas kol echad, zeichel l'pesach hanechal ala sova, v'yochlenu be'aseba, v'lo yivarech ala, v'yezoyer lo'ochlo kodem Chatzot, zok the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Bura, Shekevan Shehu Zeichel LePesach Tzorach LaOchel Bizman Pesach VePesach Eino Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos. Doesn't even say it's a Machlokas Tanoim, but LeMachmer Feshitas Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah that the Pesach is Nechal only Ad Chatzos. So therefore, you got to make sure to finish the Afikoma, which is Zeichel to the Pesach, before Chatzos as well. Not just the mitzvahs matzah. The mitzvahs matzah is also iskish to the Karban Pesach, but the afikoman is even more. It's more than iskish to the Karban Pesach. It's zeichel Pesach itself, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Rosh says it's zeichel to the Pesach. Or it's zeichel to the matzah that was nechel with the Pesach. It would have the same din, even according to the Rashban. So zeichel to the matzah that was nechel in my Pesach. So you have to eat it before chatzos, because that matzah was eaten before chatzos. And it's there that the Ramah says you should even finish the challah before chatzos, as we discussed a great length. So the question is, what do you do if you're running late? This can happen. This really can happen. Now this year may have been a little bit easier because they changed the clock early. Changed the clock, so chatzos is a little bit later. Might be a little bit easier to put the afikoman in before chatzos. But even this year, for some people, it was a push. Because, you know, when they change the clock, not only is chatzos later, but we start the Seder later too, right? You know, it works both ways. You can't start the Seder early and have chatzos later, so. Some people had it difficult this year to make chatzos also. But on a year when they haven't changed the clock yet, it's even more difficult. So what do you do? What do you do? Actually, you cut down the Haggadah? Don't be mar. I thought we said kolomar chareza meshubach. Don't be marach in the CPU this time because you're going to miss afikoman and chatzos. What do you do if you're running late? Is there any option? So the Avnei Nezer has a very famous Tanai. Very famous Tanai. I want to look at this Tanai with you and I want to break down this Tanai. What assumptions is he making? He has a famous Tanai as to what you should do to solve all the problems. To have your matzah and to eat it too. Right? To have your matzah and to have your CPU this time as well. Please look at the Avnei Nezer with me. This is in packet 31, page 2. The Avnei Nezer in Simen Shin Pei Aleph, or Achayim in Oshei. Al kei nira ledina lamanda omar ena pesach nechel ela ad chatzos, vahu adi matzah, dila achar chatzos mutter lechel. He says, I think that even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say that you're allowed to eat anything. Eat your afikoman before chatzos. But then you're allowed to eat and to drink and anything. You can drink apple clank even. It's fine. You can drink yayin, do whatever you want. You can eat anything and drink anything as long as it's after chatzos. That's what the Avnei Nezer says. Ubalav hachi nirakein. We're not looking at the whole tshuva, but that's his yisod. Ubalav hachi nirakein. Devadei ein chiyuv sheyishar tam pesach umatzah b'fiv rak bizman hamitzvah. He says, it doesn't make any sense to me that Eim Aftir Nachar HaPesach HaFikomo and Eim Aftir Nachar Matzah HaFikomo should apply after this Zman HaMitzvah. It applies during this Zman HaMitzvah. So if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that this Zman HaMitzvah of Pesach is until Chatzos, and Matzah B'Zman HaZezechet Liyah to the Pesach, Matzah HaFikomo Zmano Ad Chatzos, so Eim Aftir Nachar Matzah HaFikomo is until Chatzos. That's the Avnei Nezer's Chiddush. After Chatzos, you can eat whatever you want. You can drink whatever you want. The Alkain says the Avnei Nezer near the Betchilas Asudo Beemtza Roesh Ukarov LeChatzos. Let's say he sees the clock ticking. He sees Chatzos is Memashme Shuba. It's coming up, and he knows there ain't no way. His wife prepared a delicious Suda. What's he gonna do? Sorry, dear, I'm gonna eat that tomorrow. They don't want to rush. It's hard to rush with the guests and with the kids and what. Just daven up the Seder. What are you gonna do? So he says, I'll tell you what to do. Yochal kezayis matzah al tanai. Imalocha kerbaloza ben azariah yi l'shem afikom. He says, eat a kezayis matzah for chatzos al tanai, that if the halocha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is it. This is the matzah afikom. But just one second, once you do that, you can't eat any of your wife's delicious cooking, any of your mother's delicious cooking. Because it's over, right? Eim aftir nachem matzah afikom. Zok the Avnei no, the Yamtin Ad La'acha Chatzos, the Yochal Sudasa. Ah, that's a trick. Eat your Afikam. Let's say Magid took until, I don't know, 20 minutes before Chatzos. So you'll do Motzi Matzah, you'll do Morar, right? You try to get it all in before Chatzos. You want to get that in before Chatzos, right? But then you're not going to have time for the Suda. So he suggests, eat the Afikam now. Eat the Kazayas Afikam for Chatzos. And say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I'm trying to be Yotze Afikam now. And then wait until after Chatzos. Once you wait until after Chatzos, then you can continue on with everything that you wanted to do. Have the Shulchan Aruch to your heart's content, an hour Shulchan Aruch. You'll have your Birchas HaMazon, you'll have your Halel, everything, exactly what you want. You'll have, I forgot, Shulchan Aruch, then you'll have Afikam again. You'll have another Tzofin, you'll have Birchas HaMazon, you'll have a Halel. Everything, just continue on as you want to. Yamtin alacha chatzos v'yochos v'dosa v'yachakach yochos shenis afikoman v'yeitze mimon of shor. V'malocha kerbalos ben azayah dar chatzos yotzi b'afikoman arishon. V'yachach chatzos mutl echol dvar macherim v'malocha kereb yakiva dat sh'yala noshacha yotzi b'afikoman arishon. Zok the Avnei Nezer, this is the t'nai to solve all timing problems at the Seder. But if you're running late, have the afikoman before chatzos. Have one afikoman for chatzos, and say if halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so this is the afikoman. And then after chatzos, you can continue eating because eim aftir nachar matzah afikoman is only bizman mitzvah, and bizman mitzvah Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say is only to chatzos. And then continue eating, and you'll have another afikoman, and you'll say if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, I want the second afikoman to be the afikoman. And taka after that afikoman, don't eat, and don't drink exactly the way we've discussed until. What's the Avnei Nezer saying? So there are two major assumptions in his trick. One is that the Avnei Nezer is assuming that the din of Eim Aftir and Achar Matzah Afikoman is limited to the Zman HaMitzvah. The Zman HaMitzvah of Matzah. It's not that after you eat the Afikoman, you can't eat anything until the end of the evening. Even past the Zman HaMitzvah. No, it's only limited by the Zman HaMitzvah. Within the Zman HaMitzvah, Eim Aftir, you can't eat anything afterwards. You can't drink anything afterwards. You can't drink whatever you're not allowed to drink afterwards. But after the Zman HaMitzvah, then it resets the clock and you can do anything you want. That's his first assumption. That's a specific, a local assumption that relates to Hilchos Pesach. But there's another very important assumption that the Achronim talk about. And that is that he's assuming when it comes to mitzvahs, you can make tanoim. You can say that if the halacha is like this, I want the mitzvah not to be fulfilled. If the halacha is like that one, I want the mitzvah to be fulfilled at this time. Tanoim and mitzvahs. If Pesach is nechala chatzos, so then I want the first matzah to be avikoman. And if not, I want the second matzah to be avikoman. Vushtet, where does it say that you can make tnai in the mitzvahs? This is not a kiddushin or a gerushin. So you're not being a karish and isha, but a garish and isha. I know you can do things ala tnai. You can sell a field ala tnai, but mitzvahs ala tnai? A mitzvah is a mitzvah. You ate the afikoman. You can say that you're not going to fulfill a mitzvah by eating afikoman. If you do the mitzvah, l'chore you should be yotze. Clearly, what the Avin Ezer is assuming is that you can make tnai in mitzvahs. These are the two major assumptions that he's making. That the global assumption is the second one, that you can make tnai mitzvahs, and specifically over here, that the din of emaftir nachamatza afikoman applies only bizman ha-mitzvah. So let's analyze these two assumptions and see, are they really correct or are they not correct? But before we do that, let's entertain questions. Mordechai. So yes, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer as well, we do find a Tanai in the Poskim. But those Poskim are assuming, like the Avin Ezer, that you can make a Tanai in mitzvahs. But the Poskim discuss even there, does it work? We will see that the Tanai of the Avin Ezer actually might be even... The Tanai of the Avin Ezer might be worse because of the type of mitzvah that he's talking about. We'll discuss that. Right? There are different types of mitzvahs, if you think about it. Right? The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah shebedibur. The mitzvah of Afikoman is a mitzvah of what? Achila. Is Achila worse or better than dibur? We'll see. We'll talk about that. Yes, question. I'm sorry? According to the Avin Ezer, what you do about the last two of the Arba Kosos. So, we're not so makbid to have the last two of the abakosas before chatzos. Just like we're not so makbid for halal either. The Ramah says you should have the halal before chatzos. But the fact is most people, even if they're pressed and they can have the afikom before chatzos, they're not so makbid to put the halal before chatzos either. So that's not going to play so much of a role because the key is the afikoman. You'll say the halal ultimately after chatzos, but even if you had the afikoman before chatzos, after Yasuda, you'll still be saying the halal after chatzos. Many people say the halal after chatzos. It would be best if we could say the halal before chatzos. Reb Chaim, they say, you know, finished the seder pretty quickly, and then he was osik the whole night in Talmud Torah. I'm talking about Sipritz Yisrael Chaim, but he probably did say the halal before chatzos. But I don't think that's the minhag, even though the Ramah says that you should do it. I don't. It's interesting that people are not so makbid on that. Yes. What would be what? The problem with the Avin Ezer?
His approach is not making the tzai. It's having tzai. It's not a good tzai, but he had us get Mila after himself.
He's saying, why shouldn't it work without it tonight? Why do you need it tonight?
He saw a pizza that woke up all asleep. Then it's understood that his last evening of Masa,
right.
So
it's interesting. I think the Brisker Rav is quoted as saying that he doesn't understand the need for the tonight. He disagrees with the Avin Ezer's Yisod that Emaftir Nachamatza Afikoman only applies Bizman HaMitzvah. But he says, if you agree with that Yisod, then what's the purpose of the Tanai? Whatever, if it's Mizbar L'mafreya, that this is your last matzah before the Zman HaMitzvah, so that you're working without the Tanai. Yeah, Hitaka says that. So the Brisker Rav assumes. I guess the Avin Ezer is saying that if you're going to eat matzah after chatzos, if you're going to eat something after chatzos, so unless you make a tnai, then your maisa is contradicting what you did before. How can you consider the first matzah to be an afikoman if you're eating afterwards? Your maisa is mochiach that you didn't mean that it should be an afikoman. So you would say, but automatically it's the afikoman. But it can't be the afikoman if it's... I mean, that's related to what we're going to talk about tomorrow, and that is if you have negative kavanah, if you say, I don't want this to be an afikoman. So, should that work? He said, according to many Rishonim, even if you hold mitzvahs and tzivos kavana, but if you have a negative kavana, then you can be mevatel a mitzvah. You will not be yotze the mitzvah. So maybe over here your mice is mochiah that you don't want it to be an afikoman if you're continuing to eat. It's only if you make a tnai. So then, al atzad, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is right. So then, the first matzah will be an afikoman. But the Brisker Rav did suggest what you wanted to say, that he doesn't really see the point of making the Tanai B'chlal. Apparently, you see that the Avin Ezer disagreed, and he felt that you needed a Tanai. That you needed a Tanai, and a Tanai would work in mitzvahs. So these are the two assumptions that we're going to have to address. I see we're running out of time, so we'll talk about this tomorrow. These two points. First of all, the first assumption of the Avinezer is that the din of Emaftim HaChamatz Afikoman is only a function of the Zman HaMitzvah. If you hold that Afikoman can only be fulfilled until Chatzos, then after Chatzos you can eat anything you want. That's the first assumption. Is that really true? Think about all the different shittas that we had. I want to go through the shittas with you. All the different shittas we have. Why is it that Emaftir Nachat Pesach Afikoman, HaChamatz Afikoman? Try to plug them in. You'll see, if you look at the shittas, there are very few shittas, maybe one or two that can fit in with this idea. For most shittas, it's not really going to make sense to assume that Emaftir Nachat Matzah Afikoman only applies Bizman HaMitzvah. So that's one assumption we have to address. And after we address that local issue, then we have to talk globally. Is it really true by mitzvahs that you can make tnoim? Make a tnai in a mitzvah? Maybe you can only make a tnai in getting the kiddushin, something like that, but not in mitzvahs. What is the shaila dependent on? When should you be able to make a tnai? What do you have to be in order to be able to make a tnai? So these are some of the issues that we're going to have to address tomorrow.